Blog Talk Radio.
Crazy day on my side of cyberspace. 347-215-6357 is the guest call-in number. Jason D'Amico here. Ready to talk about classic rock, classic blues, and outrageous news. And tonight's a special night. A lot of January birthdays out there. For rockers, bluesmen, all characters of the same source. We have Zakk Wylde's birthday today, January 14th, 2015. So happy birthday, Zakk. And the last episode, I said that we were going to cover a good amount of Zakk Wylde, and we had Peter Steele's birthday. I believe it was episode 7 or episode 8. Go ahead and check in the archive. Peter Steele was from Typo Negative, unfortunately passed away back in 2010 from heart troubles, heart failure. Nonetheless, a lot of January birthdays. 347-215-6357 is guest call in number. Talk to Katie earlier today. Katie's trying to work it out. This whole guest calling number problem. And it's been one of those situations where our phone carrier for Blog Talk Radio just dropped the ball, unbeknownst to me, and I'm now stuck with this 347-215-6357 lack of cadence, lack of rhythmic quality guest call-in number, stuck here kind of with my hands tied behind my back, and you know what, somehow with my hands tied behind my back, I got my out of my back pocket, and I called up my Blog Talk Radio folks, and I complained about it. Gets the oil, or gets the attention. Whatever you want to, whatever you want to put into words there, or old sayings there. 347-215-6357. Guest calling number. Hopefully that will be changed. We talked about it today. She said that it would. she'll probably have a definitive answer by the next day or two. So looking forward to that. Hopefully it can be changed. There's a lot to cover tonight, musically speaking. And I got to be careful tonight, folks, with my mouth and running off just talking. I got to be careful, so I'm going to cut it short here. I'm going to get straight to Zach Wilde here, American musician, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, consisting of guitar, piano, some harmonica. Started out now. Before I say something, let me say this. All right, this to me, this guy is probably the most. See, it gets very subjective here. Let me put it this way. And once again, I'm pressed for time here. I got a lot of music I want to play because he's just such a talented human being. And I really, really admire this dude in so many facets. Just the way he can write, the way he can play. He basically can do it all. I don't think there's anything that Zach can't play. Obviously, he's a metal player. He's a rock player with a lot of blues, country taste and licks. But he's just got such a vocabulary behind the fretboard, and he's got an incredible voice. Grew up in New Jersey, born in 1967, January 14th. Started playing for the man himself, Ozzy Osbourne, late 1980s, late 1980s, with Ozzy Osbourne there. And has been married to Barbara Ann Wilde now for 30 years. I think this will be the 30-year anniversary. He's got four kids. But nonetheless, Zach's just an incredible player. We're going to listen to some of his stuff with Black Label Society, Pride and Glory, and his own solo works, consisting of Book of Shadows, that album, which is just a masterpiece. I mean, anything that he touches is a masterpiece, just the way that he plays. Most commonly known for the Les Paul, Marshall Stack. Main influences are Randy Rhoads, Leonard Skinner, Black Sabbath, heavy Black Sabbath influence with Tony Iommi. So he's got a lot of different characteristics here. Just an incredible player in general. Just an incredible player. We're gonna go ahead and kick off here. I'll come in with some more facts. Once again, there's just not enough time. I've got to stop talking. We got to start playing some music here. Jason D'Amico here. Rock Blues News Show. Classic rock. Classic blues. Outrageous News, the home of it. We're going to kick off here with some of Zach's earlier stuff. All right, so after Ozzy Osbourne, I'm not going to play any cuts of Ozzy because, you know, that's really his claim to fame originally. And as I've said before on the program, we like playing stuff by artists that's more of a B-side vault, per se. You know, stuff that you're not really going to hear on the radio, stuff that isn't too air-friendly. We like playing the cuts that are somewhat hidden from the public eye just because of, you know, Top 40 extravaganza. Top 40, we got to play this so the ratings are up. So we're going to do a cut, Pride and Glory here. This was Zach's band that he formed right after he was done touring with Ozzy. Did a couple of records with Ozzy, and we have a couple of cuts here off of that album. Pride and Glory, self-entitled album. We're going to start with Losing Your mind. I think this was the single off of that. They have a music video, but let's hear some Zach Wilde.
Just losing your mind. You're just losing your mind.
Looks like we've had a little bit of a another technical difficulty here. Jay DeVico, Lose a New Show. Sorry about the layer. Wanted to get I got a lot of music I want to play for you. Celebrate Zach Wilde's birthday. Today, January 14th, 2015, Zach Wilde, vocals, guitar, banjo, James, Rock Blues, the News Show. I'm telling you, folks, literally, we got to get out here and just put it up in front of my desk saying one thing leads to another. And if it's not here on the show, I'm dealing with it for hours on end with my Pro Tools recording set up in my studio. Was on Monday and Pro Tools folks for hours today. It's always something, and one thing just leads to another, So anyway, I don't even know what I was trying to say. Right. Society. Yes. Okay, so we're gonna listen to it. Look, if we go down, folks, you need to hear me. Jason D'Amico here, Rock Blues, a new show. Celebrating the birthday of Zach Wilde. And let's go to a cut here. Also off of that album, Pride and Glory. We're gonna get to some of his Black Label Society material in a second. And some of his solo material in just a bit. Let's keep our fingers crossed here, folks, as I click the play button. And let's hope for sure that this is going to actually play and we'll be able to see on the other side. So, Horse Called War off of the same album, Pride and Glory, self-titled album. Here we go. And let me say this real quick. The reason why I really respect Zach's playing is because Zach is a very tasteful player. Some people might disagree with me. That's fine. But I'll let you determine that for yourself, because I have a whole range of his music. He can play anything. I'm telling you. He can play the phone book. Probably sing the phone book too. Horse Called War. Go. mean, it's raw. You know what I'm saying? It's just in your face. We can play. We can sing. We can do it live and cut it live. Jason D'Amico here. Classic rock, classic blues, and outrageous news. The home of it. Celebrating Zach Wilde's 47th birthday today, January 14th, 2015. Just celebrating this dude's talent and this dude's incredible musicianship and writing chops and pipes and everything, all the above. May I add, he's got an incredible physique. He's in the gym all the time. Just a real testament to doing it right, living it large, and going huge. What you just heard right there is Horse Called War off of the Pride and Glory album. Came out in 1994. We're going to go ahead and keep moving here. Like I said, folks, kind of a fast-paced night, kind of more of a sprint or a brisk walk than just a walk down the park, trying to really just get in as much music here as possible. 1996 put out and this is actually probably one of my favorite albums, if not favorite album that he put out, Book of Shadows, solo record. He had a couple of his buddies come in. I'll have some names in a second here after the first song. Obviously notable players in the studio session. We're going to listen to, let's try Dead Is Yesterday. Beautiful song. This is off of Book of Shadows, Zach Wilde, and this, you're in for a treat.
All right, Dead Is Yesterday. Nothing to say, lost without a way. Ain't a funny child, love sometimes leaves you as dead as yesterday. Hoping to hold a hand for sunshine, like a child told a cannot play. Never ever be lost. Love would leave me feeling as dead as yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, the music speaks for itself. Jason D'Amico here, classic rock, classic blues, and outrageous news. You just heard Zach Wilde's Dead as Yesterday off of the Book of Shadows album, 1996, his solo album. And like I said, the music just speaks for itself. You just heard 10, 15, 20 minutes ago, bone-crunching southern metal, as they call it, with so many different influences and takes on the material, and he just blends it all together for something incredible. That's at least my opinion. 347-215-6357 is guest call-in number. Moving along here. I have a news story. We'll come to it in a little bit. I'm just really enjoying Zach's music here and archive. And luckily, all the songs are intact and queued up compared to last show. It was, you know, it's always something. Always something here, ladies and gentlemen. On the Rock Blues News Show. But we're kicking back, listening to some incredible music from Mr. Zach Wilde. His birthday is today. And we're going to play another one off of this album. That was Dead as Yesterday. We're going to go ahead and play Sold My Soul. And once again, the musicianship. The influences, you hear such, and you know, it's amazing. It's like the first time I heard this about a year or two ago, because I didn't know exactly. I always knew the authentic and classic Les Paul that he played with the Alfred Hitchcock Hypnosis paint job that his buddy did, and apparently it was done incorrectly the first time. I'll see if I can find some pictures and links that I can post up. It's very, just Google Zach Wilde, Les Paul, and you'll be able to find the proper pictures. But nonetheless, he's most noted for his Les Paul and the Marshall JCM-800. For those of you who are into the gear. And Dunlop strings, Dunlop picks. I know this because I did a good amount of research on him and wanted to. I definitely added some of his licks to my playing, and it really, I love him. Sounds incredible. He's got an incredible taste. He's got the speed of a thrash metal player, but with the soulfulness of a bluesman and the soulfulness of a southern rock. Old soul, you know what I mean? And he's still doing, I mean, he's definitely harder these days as far as Black Label Society. We'll listen to that track in a bit. Still moving fast here, folks. January 14th, 2015. Fast show here, just trying to get in all this music in time. Let me shut up here. Sold My Soul off of, as well, the Book of Shadows album, Zach Wilde.
Without you, woman, by my side, I'm contemplating suicide, torn from all my pride. Man, tell me, son, that ain't the way. I'm gonna make a deal with you, child. Gonna live another day. Just sign right here, son. Soul for you. Return me to my woman. Return me to my smile. It's all I ask for in this life. Whatever's wrong, son, he told me he made right.
Zach Wilde's birthday here on the Rock Blues and News Show, episode 11, show 11. Classic rock, classic blues, and outrageous news. Zach Wilde here, celebrating his birthday. And just really, really enjoying this, sitting back. He's just really got some. I'm just such a huge fan. I'm just such a huge fan of his playing, and I just can't say enough good things about this guy. Gotta keep moving here. We gotta keep moving here. I got another cut for you off of Book of Shadows as well. So off at the end with Black Label Society, which is his band currently, which they've been together since the late 1990s, quite a while now. Once again, this album's 1996, and then Black Label came into the picture around 98-99 as far as touring is concerned, and the first record that came out. I personally, my favorite Black Label album is 1919 Eternal. We're gonna tracks for you coming up here. Jason D'Amico here, Rock Blues News Show. I want to talk, but I know that I just shouldn't, because if I talk more, we're not going to be able to listen to more of the music. So here we go. Another track of Zach's 1 Million Miles. Got my decibel placement there a little jumbled up. Yeah, I almost did it again. 1 Million Miles, Zach Wilde. once again, Zach Wilde's birthday. Jason Vico here, Rock Blues, a new show. That was 1 Million Miles. Said it right that time. Fast hour. Fast hour. I'm used to talking more. I'm used to running my mouth. To talk. Hopefully we'll get that guest call-in number fixed, changed. It's really bothering me, folks. 347-215-6357. If you wish to call in, probably don't have time to talk. Put you on the air, but for whatever reason, it is there for your convenience. We have, man, I just can't believe how fast this hour went by. Glad that I have restrained from talking as much as I usually do. If I did, we would have not gotten all the we actually got in all the tracks, except for one. We have plenty of time for that one. I'm going to go ahead and break things up here a bit. Let's get to this story. This is off of, once again, Huffington Post, reading the weep type of article. Women lives at big box store for 2 days before quote-unquote eviction. I don't know if I'm going to paraphrase all. I'll start reading from the top. If I start running out of time, I'll start paraphrasing. A woman apparently found all the comforts of home at a Michigan department store. For some reason, they don't have the store listed here, where she lived for 2 days before her quote-unquote eviction. The unidentified and unwanted tenant is a 45-year-old woman who moved to Walmart in Grand Blanc Township, January 6th with no plans to move out. She was living with her son, but he reportedly got kicked out because of an alleged drinking problem. The woman was able to blend in with other customers for the first couple of days, according to the detective Matt Harburn of the Grand Blanc Township Police Department. During this day, she just walk around and meander near the store. At night, apparently, she go into the bathroom and sleep, Harburn states. On January 8th, store managers were looking at surveillance video and noticed the woman had been there for 2 days. They tried to get the unwanted tenant to leave several times before finally calling the police. When I first made contact with her, she was sitting in a chair. She had her laptop in her lap with her headphones in, Detective Matt Harburn told WNEM.com. Irrelevant to this, but nonetheless. This is getting kind of lengthy here. The woman was uncooperative, told police she had nowhere to go. A disorderly person ticket. Is that correct? Disorderly person ticket. Doesn't sound right, but I guess it reads correctly. Disorderly person ticket and take it to the Grand Blanc Township Police Department where she was picked up by a relative. Customers did not fear for their safety during this incident and did not feel like they were put in jeopardy. There you have it. We got women living in Walmarts now with sons with drinking problems. You know, it's one thing after another here. Hopefully, like I said, we can get this call-in number fixed. I don't know what we got. I got a couple of minutes here. I don't know what we have for you within the next. I'm going to Nashville and Memphis and Tennessee and that area for the International Blues Challenge. Somehow I won this year's last year's local challenge. I don't know how. There's a lot of talent there, but nonetheless, I'm heading out there for that. And like I said, I don't like talking about myself on the show. I don't even know why I brought it up. I'm probably bringing it up just to let you know that our show dates might slow down for the next week or two as I'm traveling. I'll try and get some shows out actually from Memphis. That would be pretty cool to do in the hotel room in Tennessee, close to Beale, possibly on Beale Street. A lot of cool things to see out there. Probably a lot of cool people to see, too. A lot of interesting people to see as well. Celebrating Zach Wild's birthday today. Man, fast hour here on the Rock Blues and News Show. Classic rock, classic blues, the outrageous news, and the home of it. We're going to play for you here. Black Label Society, Zach Wild's band to date, and I unfortunately missed them at the Carolina Rebellion Tour. It was kind of like a Woodstock for metalheads down there in Charlotte, North Carolina. I saw, who did I see? I have about 40 seconds here. We saw 311, we saw Alter Bridge, and we touched base on with Creed in the last episode. Great bands. A lot of bands I didn't care for too much, but Black Label Society was one of the bands I missed because I had a show prior that weekend. I couldn't get down there until Sunday. They played on Saturday. And I'm pressed for time here, folks. Jason D'Amico, Rock Blues, the new show. Stick around. We're going to carry out here with Believe For Me, Black Label Society. See you guys on the turnaround. Take care. Good evening.